Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Chad Gamble, who's director of Lansing Public Service Department. Good evening, Chad. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. It's great to be with you tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. An article came out this week, may have been a little surprise to some folks, about over $930,000 in increased fees could be part of Lansing's budget plan. They are proposed by the mayor. When we take a look at these, what kind of fees are we talking about?
Well, there's a great many fees, as was mentioned. We have fees ranging from the recycling fee to fees for special events to parks and rec and all sorts of fees that the city has to try and balance its budget with, about programming for programs and actually bringing in revenue to try and recoup some of those costs.
Well, when taking a look at this, frankly, in reading the article, it seems to make a lot of sense to me, because it kind of indicated, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chad, that things that we've been able to do, we editorially as a city of Lansing before, have kind of become luxuries now, and there's going to have to be some charges for these things now.
Well, that's correct, Cheryl, and so far as we're so proud to be able to be the state capital, and one of the things that comes along with that is a great many 5Ks and marches and programs and large-scale functions like to come to the city and put on their event. And one of the things that is an example of those increased fees is those special event fees, is that they do not just happen all on their own. There are involvement from the police department, the fire department sometimes, the public service department, the planning and neighborhood development department. So there's a great many resources that are required for these events to be put on almost seamlessly year in and year out. And we've done that with very, very small fees. In fact, $195 in this current year's budget. And that, as you would surmise, really doesn't recoup a whole lot of our efforts when we're putting up barricades, doing rolling closures with the Lansing Police Department. So it's one of the ways that we're trying to meet these events kind of halfway and still encourage them to come into the city of Lansing, but also recoup some of our costs that we really, as you indicated, are not luxuries anymore.
Well, and you just touched on an area that I had that I did want to talk to you about, and that's that balancing act of the city trying to remain attractive for these kinds of events without chasing them away with costs. But as we said, still can't do it for nothing.
Well, and one of the ways that we're trying to roll this out gently, if you will, is part of the fee programming is a, call it a 50% forgiveness this first year, because we want to be able to inform the event coordinators of all these events that come into the city and bring commerce into the downtown, to give them a heads up, to allow them to program what I think would be these relatively small fees into their overall programming, so that they can still come into the downtown and visit this, the great city of Lansing.
And some of the fees, parking fees would be one of the things that would also go up. And some of them just make sense, don't they?
Well, and it's just, we have to be able to provide the backing of these fees. We did not just, throw a dartboard and find out where that lands. We actually have to be able to defend these fees. So there is a lot of work that we do to make sure that and what programs we're putting on, what costs we actually incur, and so those fees are very representative of what we the efforts that we are expending in order to support the event, to provide parking, to provide the programs that the Parks and Recreation Department provide.
One of the ones that I did think was interesting was on OUI vehicle fines. The new super drunk law that we've talked about on this show a few times, it's kind of an interesting fine that goes along with that. Do you have some details on that?
I really do not. I'm sure Police Chief Teresa Szymanski would love to talk to you about that. But I apologize.
No.
It's challenging sometimes just to keep up on all things public service on some days.
Well, I'm sure of that. Just in the notes that I had, it would be if you were caught driving with a 0.17 or above, it would be a $500 fine to get your car back, and your car would be seized. I would think that would be detrimental for some of the folks, and if they got caught that way, there's a good chunk of change that's going into the city coffers to pay for it.
Well, that's correct. It's certainly indicative of penalties for people making really bad decisions.
Very bad decisions. There was an interesting quote also that I liked in the article from Council Vice President Kathy Dunbar, that she said, if we don't have enough money to keep officers on the road for normal patrol, we certainly can't make them available for special events without some kind of a subsidy.
Well, that's right, and that really kind of sets everything as far as relative to what we're trying to do. We have a very difficult balancing act as far as providing the services that we're now defining as our core functions for the city. And depending upon who you ask, you'll get a different answer of what exactly those core functions are. So that's one step in this process that's very hard to quantify and to define. But being the capital city, wanting to keep this commerce in downtown, and all of the efforts that we've done to really beautify the downtown, we want to continue this momentum with the new national headquarters of the Accident Fund opening up. It's kind of another shot of adrenaline that we really want to try and leverage, bringing more people into the downtown that will expend money, and all the new great restaurants that we have down here is just another way that we can keep, you know, money coming into the coffers of the city and can keeping Lansing improving as we try to dig ourselves out of this recession.
Well, and with the budget cuts and having to trim to meet a budget that makes some sense for the city, with staff layoffs and so forth included, this is just an area that makes sense.
Well, it just is something, an area that we're trying to recoup our costs for, and also putting on these events. And that's what they really represent. As I said earlier, there was a lot of effort to go in here and work across the departmental lines and trying to synthesize all of the support that we do offer to events, because a lot of people in seeing these events and these marches going on towns really wouldn't see them. They're very unobtrusive to the normal passerby, and so it is difficult, and we do want to give the heads up for this, but in difficult budget times, it does require difficult budget decisions, and that's what we were tasked with, and I think we've delivered a very balanced approach of trying to keep people in the downtown as far as the special events and all the other fees that we have in there, and also recoup some of our costs.
And when was the last time that you had a fee increase, or is this the first time you've done something of this nature?
This is really the first time as far as the special event fees that we've really added these costs to it. We've studied other cities' special event fees, how they've done it, where they've been successful, where they've failed. We've reached out to them and then incorporated all those successes into our ordinance. But there's also other fees that we have to increase just to keep up with inflation and personnel costs and fuel costs and the like. So those are just kind of cost of living or cost of providing service adjustments that we normally do.
And this is all on trying to come up with a balanced budget. And are we approaching the deadline to have to get there?
Well, I can say that the mayor has just submitted his version of the balanced budget, his recommendation. We've worked very hard to do that. We're very proud of our efforts in making those very difficult decisions that has really put Lansing, I think, in the forefront as compared to other cities who have laid off people in years past. So with all of us, I think, working very hard and making those decisions, it really sets us apart and puts us in a real good position to rebound and be at the head of the pack when we finally dig ourselves out of this recession rut.
Well, very good. Chad, I appreciate your time today to walk us through this, the increased fees. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Chad Gamble, who's the director of the Lansing Public Service Department, will be back with more on Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.